Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everybody. Welcome aboard here on Friday TGIF, and the weekend is here. Oh my God! You're listening to the Doctors Are In Show, and we're here on Psychic Talk Radio on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. And I'm Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, where it's a gorgeous day. So I'm actually on the patio. The last few days have been freezing here. Oh my God! Overnight, getting down into the 20s, you know, cold, hard freeze warning coming from the weather alerts and everything. But now it's a little bit warmer and whew, just in time for the weekend here. And then there's my fabulous co-host. Let me bring her on. She is Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Hey, Rose. How's your week been since last time we were on there?
It's been interesting. I think I'm starting to feel a little bit more like myself.
Oh, that's good.
Feeling some new, like, creative energy. As you guys know, you know, I've been having my mother was sick for weeks, and she's much, much better, and she'll probably be coming home soon in about a week or so. But it really threw me off balance, you know, for this year. But in the past week, I've started to feel more creative energy and, you know, kind of coming back to myself. I'm like, oh, okay, thank goodness. So, been feeling good. How about you, Dax? How are you doing?
Oh, really good. You know, there's some weird things, some ups and downs. Let's see. One of our recent callers, Mary, on two Fridays ago, I believe, you know, I've been doing hypnosis with her, and it's been really fantastic. But my headset that I use for that on Skype and on the radio, the one that I've had the last 5 years, decided to break. So I'm like literally just using the earbuds to call into the radio show instead of a professional, high functioning headset thingy.
Wow.
So I won't know how I sound until I listen to the recording later this afternoon. So.
Weird,
really great things happening, and then some ups and then some downs. I keep wondering if maybe we're in Mercury retrograde or something like that. I'm not an astrologer, so I have no clue.
I believe so. I've seen people talk about it. I mean, I'm not an astrologer, so I don't actually know, but they said that I think it might last until March or something. So there is a Mercury retrograde going on. There's a Mercury retrograde happening somewhere in the universe, and maybe we're just tuning into that. Who knows?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
But we are a live call-in show. We should first let everybody know the number so that they can call in and get into the queue, get their spot early here, 714-816-4628. When you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. What that does is it kind of raises your hand there on the switchboard, lets us know you want to be live on air. It also puts you into the queue, and we take the call in the order that the calls come in is how we do it. So you want to get in early and get your spot. Press 1 right away so you get, you know, the very next slot. Okay, so call in at 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad. Now that number is good for all of our shows all week long. So just put that in your pad, in your phone, write it down, however you want to do it, you know, and hang on to that because it's good for all of our shows. And you could also join us in the chat room. We actually use the Tarot Guild chat room on the new website. We just officially launched a brand new website. We just had our 10th anniversary of our very first website and our very first radio show. And we decided to build a really cool social media networking type website with all the features that you might find on, say, the big social media sites like Facebook and such. But it's all tarot all the time at thetarotguild.com. So we're using the chat room over there. Go over there and click chat. You'll see the navigation bar. It's the last selection on the right. It says chat. You can click on that. Or just open a new tab in your browser. Type in thetarotguild.com/chat. You can pop in there. You can ask questions. You can comment during the show. And, of course, you can ask for a mini reading live on air. But we would love it if you would call in, 714-816-4628. Any questions you have, I know it's the beginning of the year, so a lot of people have a lot of questions, Rose. And we did a show, it was actually on Saturday with my other co-host, Mary Brown. We talked about the world year number, sometimes called the universal year number. And that's the number comes from the year, and it's the number that is the influence, the energy that the whole planet is under for that year. Uh-huh. But we also have these personal year cycles that we go through, and so that's what I wanted to talk about today. We're still in the beginning of the year. This is a good time to do it. I like to do it in the beginning of the year and the end of the year, then again in the beginning of the year and the end. So everybody knows, so like I was saying, a lot of people have questions at the beginning of the year, but you can figure some of this stuff out on your own, just by seeing where you are in the cycle. And that's the thing, Rose, most people don't know where they are in their 9-year cycle. And they don't know what the world year number is. So they can't get in alignment with it. And, it's like a lot of people end up paddling upstream. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the world year comes, as I said, from the year in the date. So, we're 2020. So 2 plus 0 plus 2 is 4 plus 0 is 4. 2 plus 0 is 2, plus 2 is 4, plus 0 is 4. Yeah, or just drop the zeros, and 2 plus 2 is 4, damn it. Anyway, we're in a universal year or a world year of 4, and 4 is structure. Interestingly, the entire date right now, February 7th, 2020, adds up to 13. 1 plus 3 is 4. Okay, so we're in a 4 day right now, and what you could say is, today, this actual day, this date, is in alignment with the world energy of 4. And likewise, you can look at your personal year number. Sometimes you're in alignment. Sometimes you're not. In fact, most people aren't. There's some people that are always in alignment. It's just the luck of the draw when you were born, if the numbers match up, things like that. And the way we do the personal year number, we do the life path number in numerology, which is one of the 9 numbers in your numerology chart. And it's arguably the most important number. It's similar to your sun sign, like I'm a Gemini, that kind of thing. When you say your sun sign, what sign are you? I'm a Gemini. Well, that's the sun sign, but there's a whole natal chart with lots of different signs and things and risings and all this. Like I said before, I'm not an astrologer, but it's very similar to that, we have a whole natal chart, but we've seen everybody, in general latches on to their sun sign. It's similar with numerology. There's a 9 number chart. There's complex interactions between the numbers, but the life path, which comes from your full birth date, the month, day, and year, you add across and you keep adding till you get to a single digit. And that is your life path number. Mine's a 6. But when you add them all up, you actually get 33, and then 3 plus 3 is 6. Whenever you get a double digit, 11, 22, 33, 44, that's a master number. And I'm not going to go into that on this show. We can do it on a future show. But that when you get that as a life path, it's a higher significance. You've got something important to do, but you're under the influence of the 33 master healer master teacher number. It's double three energy, creativity, communication, but it's also the six energy too, the nurturing, the hearth and home energy, the harmony energy as well. And so you have your whole birth date, you get this life path number, and in the same way that you calculate your life path number by taking your months and month and day of birth and adding it to your year of birth, and that gives you your life path, that's also kind of how you figure out your personal year number. But instead of your birth year, you're using the current year. It's that simple. So you're taking, I'm June the 16th, and then we're adding it to 2020. Now, we've already figured that out. We've already reduced 2020 to four. We know that we're in a four-world year, a year of structure. So we're just going to add four to whatever your month and your day of birth is, and that's how you're going to get your personal year number. And if you want us to calculate that for you on the fly, you know, we can do that. I mean, it's a real simple calculation, you know, but some people want to call in and want us to do it. And then I can also, you know, tell you a little bit about what that means as well, depending on the number. Now, there's another number in the chart that's called the attitude number. So the life path number comes from the full birth date, you know, with the day and the year and the month. But the attitude number is just the month and the day you were born. And so mine is 6/16. So let's see, 6 plus 1 is 7. 7 plus 6 is 13. 1 plus 3 is 4. So I'm a 4 attitude number. A simpler way, if you already know your attitude number, is to get your personal year, you know, where you are, is you just add your attitude number to the world year number. So for me, it's 4 plus 4, 8. There you go. I'm in an 8 personal year. It's that fast, you know. And because you want to figure out your life path and your attitude number at the minimum. A lot of the numbers also come from your name at birth, your birth certificate name, and the name you go by now. And that's a little bit more complicated to do unless you have a numerology calculator, which are in abundance. Look in the app store. And on your desktop, if you have a PC, I prefer the Orifleys, the numerology calculation version 3.41 from CK Marketing. You can search that. Okay. Orifleys actually is my my tarot card app that I use. It's an application for desktop. Yeah. So that's how you get your personal year number. And I'm trying to find my list here. Okay. And did you calculate what's your personal year? What are you in, Rose?
Oh, goodness, I forgot. I didn't calculate it. But I think, let's see, hold on. Let me see if I can locate it.
Well, what month were you born?
July,
so that's 7. And what day?
14.
14, July 14th. So you're in a 7 personal year.
Because
I'm just adding.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing 7 plus 1 plus 4. Okay, so 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That gives us the 3. And then the 3 plus the world year number of 4 is 7. Or you can just do 7, 14, 20, 20 and just add that together. And you're going to get your personal year number that way. I just think like a numerologist. So for me, it's like, okay, attitude number plus world year number, you know. But Mm-hmm. You can just add 2020 or the number 4 to your birth month and your birth year. Some people ask me, here's a couple of different things that people ask me about the personal year number that our listeners might be interested in, Dr. Rose. One is they ask me, well, should I add my personal year number to my world year number, to the world year number, and is that significant? And my answer is no, because you already have, if you think about it, you already have the world year number contained within your personal year number, because you're adding your attitude number coming from your month and day of birth to the world year number to get the personal year number. So the world year number is included already within the calculation to derive the personal year number. So no, you don't add those two numbers together ever. And then the other question I get all the time is like, well, does the personal year start on my birthday, or does it start in the beginning of the year? And this is an interesting thing. There are a lot of people out there, and there's even some numerologists out there that think that the influence of the number starts on your day of birth. For me, it wouldn't be till June 16th before my next personal year would kick in, halfway through the year already, you see. Which just that on face value, you can see that logically that doesn't make sense. But let me tell you a little bit more concretely why that's not ever true. It has nothing to do with your birthday, from your birth date. The reason is the energy starts at the beginning of the year and ends, so, you know, January 1st to December 31st of that year. Why is that? Well, it's very simple. How do you calculate? What did we just go through? How do you calculate the personal year number? You're taking your attitude number. Your attitude number, which comes from your month and day of birth. But forget about the month and day of birth for now, because I think that's where people get confused. Okay. Instead, just think of the attitude number. Because you calculate the attitude number from the month you were born and the day you were born. But the month and day have nothing to do with it. I'm going to show you why. Because you're calculating out the attitude that you have, your attitude number, and then you're adding it to the world year number, 2020. When does 2020 start? January 1st, 2020. So because the personal year is a product of the world year plus your attitude number, that's why the energy starts at the beginning of that current year and ends at the end of that current year. Does that make sense now?
Yeah, I think so.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, so if you've been confused about that in the past, I've given you a couple of reasons why. It has nothing to do with, you know, your month and day of birth within that current year, you know, which for me, it won't be for a few months, you know, till June 16th. You know, it has nothing to do with that. It's because you're taking your attitude number and you're adding it to the world year number. Yeah, yeah. So you're in a 7 personal year, and that's a magical and spiritual year. You know, 7, we say 7 is the highest spiritual number in numerology. Uh-huh. And the master number, 77, is thought of it as the Christ number or the Jesus number. And so in a personal year, and you know, it's interesting because it has nothing to do with the actual Pythagorean numerology. It's weird how it actually comes from outside of Pythagorean numerology. It actually comes from biblical studies and research into numerology, you know, within the Bible. and especially the New Testament, and then they figured out, you know, that 77, you know, was the Jesus number. It just so happens that in Pythagorean numerology, 7 is the highest spiritual number, so it makes perfect sense that double seven energy, you know, master number 77. Yeah, it makes perfect sense there. And then this also shows why in a 7 personal year like you're in, Dr. Rose, people feel drawn to their connection to spirituality, and your antenna is up. Your antenna, you know, where intuition is concerned, intuition, psychic ability, your antenna's up in a 7
right.
year. Yep. And so people, you know, in a 7 personal year, people find themselves venturing out, attending workshops, finding people who are like-minded, taking courses that they're drawn to. Generally, they want to answer the big questions: how does the universe work? How does the law of attraction work? You know, how can I get more abundance, more luck in my life? That kind of thing. Also, it's the number of the natural detective. It's a great year for projects like, especially ones that are research oriented, anything with research, you know, like that genealogy project you always wanted to do. You know, this is the year to do that. Okay. Now, a lot of times in a 7 year, people, because they're wanting to do this research and learn these things and figure out the answers to things, they spend more alone time.
I've been doing too much of that already.
do you see how that works, though? You know, so
right.
You got to be careful of that. You got to be mindful of that. You're going to be drawn to being the hermit, like the hermit card in tarot.
Mm-hmm.
But don't stay a hermit for too long. You know, you got to get out of the head
space
and back into the game. You know, get with other people every once in a while. Find time to listen to music, take walks in nature. Being near water is very good, very comforting and healing, especially in a 7 year. If you're in a personal year of 7, or when the whole world's in a world year of 7. But from my take on numerology, I've always felt that the personal year cycle that you're in has more influence than the world year number. But you want to look at both and see how they complement each other, or how, you know, they might be the opposite. You know, they might be in conflict, and you might have to figure out how to work with that, you see. So 7's a very magical and mystical number, and there's going to be a lot of mystery in the year, in the air this year. And for you, Dr. Rose, yeah.
Yes.
So if you want to talk about...
That's always good, though.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to talk about your personal year number and what personal year you're in and what that means, you know, give us a call at 714-816-4628. You can also call in for a mini reading. We can do both, actually. I'm actually 1 year ahead of you in my cycle. I'm in the 8 year now, which you're going to be in next year, Dr. Rose. And 8 is...
Uh-huh.
Being in the flow of prosperity and health. It's a time to reevaluate all of that as well. Reevaluate your health. You know, are you taking advantage of the 8 energy and doing things to be healthy and to build on that, not just riding the wave of the 8 energy, but actually build more on top of that by, you know, what are you eating? How are you moving? You know, exercise, the whole gambit, you know, but also around finances and your attitude on abundance. Okay. And you're looking for any blocks in these areas, especially from your past or family or previous life, things like that. And this is a good year to follow your dreams, and it's kind of a harvest year. you know, and so, and I can already feel that for myself coming into this 8 personal year. Really feel that energy. Yeah. And if you're in an 8 personal year, you know, write the number 8 on a piece of paper, put it in your wallet, and, you know, look at it every time you reach in there for a credit card or cash, and, you know, remind yourself that you're in this 8 personal year and that you should be in alignment, in, you know, with the flow. Like what I was talking about earlier, Rose, when I said a lot of people don't know where they are in the cycle, and they're paddling upstream instead of going with
right.
the flow, you know.
Right.
But not just for people that I should just point that out, that it's not just for people that are in an 8 personal year. But if you want to change your luck, if you want to become more abundant, you know, write the number 8. 8's the number of abundance in numerology. Write that on a piece of paper, put it in your pocket, your wallet, your purse, wherever you keep your cash and your credit cards and things like that. And it'll remind you every time you see that, oh yeah. And it's also a great reminder for if you want to be using things like affirmations for abundance or mantras for abundance. You did an abundance mantra last week, didn't you?
I don't think we got to the mantra of the week last week. I was going
to. Oh, maybe was it the week before? Was it the week before? Because I remember you doing an abundance one.
Maybe I did one for the year. I think when we first, when we did our show
for
the year.
Yeah, it might have been for the
stream for
the year.
Yeah.
And so if you do mantras or if you do affirmations or both, you know, that's a great way to remind yourself. You know, you're in the checkout line, you go reach in there for the credit card or the debit card or cash or what have you, and you see the 8, and in your mind or out loud, I mean, I don't know if people are going to stare at you, but you, in your mind at least, you can say a quick affirmation or a quick mantra. And you could draw the number 8 on a piece of paper, put it on your bathroom mirror, on your refrigerator door, on your computer
right.
screen at work. You know, you know, take a post-it note, write 8, stick it on it. You know, put it everywhere. So every time you see it, you're reminded to do the abundance mantra, or something along those lines. I actually use the 8 of Pentacles tarot card. So, because I'm a tarot person, obviously, so I take the 8 of Pentacles out of my deck, and I go over and I make a copy on a copy machine, and I just cut it down to the size of the card. I laminate it and I stick it in my wallet. That's
wow.
how I do that. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Another thing about the 8, if 8's your personal year, it's a year to balance your work and your personal life. And remember, abundance in all areas is your birthright. Yeah. And let's
That's
see
true.
What else. Oh, the 8. Isn't that true? And the 8-year reminds you to pay attention to your overall well-being, nutrition, exercise, as you can tend to overwork in general, but especially in an 8-year, people are, you know, feel the need. You know, especially if they're not in the flow of abundance, if they're not receiving the harvest, they feel like they need to work extra, but then they don't take care of themselves. Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
Cool.
That's your personal year, my personal year. We can do the personal years for people calling in and take their questions. I see we're at the bottom of the hour here. What about, do you want to do the mantra of the week now and then we'll take calls?
Sure, yeah. So,
awesome.
Thinking about, you know, luck, and is there, I guess there's a great question is, you know, can you really produce luck? You know, don't you guys sometimes just see how certain people are lucky? Like, I had a friend who, I mean, I love her very much. She's a dear friend of mine, but when I was in college, you know, we would hang out together. And the weirdest thing would happen where guys would seem to fall out the sky for her. You know, just, she had one time we went into the library, and all she did was smile at this guy who was walking out. He came back in a little bit later and spoke to her, and he actually wrote a song about her. He didn't didn't know her name, didn't know who she was. And it was just the fact that she had smiled at him. I guess he was going through some hardship or something like that. So anyway, it was just, I was like, I can't believe that this just happened. Was I even with you when this happened? So sometimes it seems like people have luck, you know, they're at the right place at the right time. And is there a spiritual formula that you can use to have luck too? And yes, there is. So as you guys know, I talk a lot about mantras because I love mantras and they really help me in my personal life and, you know, kind of keep me even keeled as much as you can. And there is something called a good luck mantra. So I'm going to read it to you a little bit from the Healing Mantras book that's written by Thomas Ashley Ferrand. And basically, this is a mantra of a particular Indian god called Murga, or what's the other name? Kartikeya. He goes by a few names, but he is one of the sons of two supreme beings, Shiva and his wife Parvati. And he's more associated with Shiva and consciousness, you know, having a higher consciousness and whatnot. Let's see. When you chant this mantra, it says the individual consciousness is imbued with strength, with optimism, and auspiciousness, meaning, you know, being lucky, right? And these conditions seem to produce good luck or a general good outcome from a variety of circumstances. So this mantra is a little bit long. There's a lot of ahs in there. So I'm going to pronounce it a couple of times, and then I'll spell it out a little bit for those of you who are listening. So the mantra is Om Shatavana Bhavaya Namaha. It's actually four words. Om Shatavana Bhavaya Namaha. Basically, Om Shatavana Bhavaya Namaha. So the Shatavana is spelled with an S-H-A-R-A-V as in Victor, A-N as in Nancy, A. So Shatavana, and then Bhavaya, B-H-A-V as in Victor, A-Y-A, Bhavaya. And the last one is Namaha. And that's kind of typical. A lot of mantras either have Namaha or Swaha at the end. And the meaning of this mantra is Om and salutations to the son of Shiva, which would be Murga or Kartikeya, who brings auspiciousness and who was chief of the celestial army. So the good thing about that is he's also a warrior and he's also a protector. So not only are you getting, you know, being imbued with luck when you chant Om Shatavana Bhavaya Namaha, but you are also getting protection from the negativity that's out there in the world as well. So, you know, as Dax was talking about, you know, if you're in the grocery line, you know, waiting to pay for your groceries, or you're sitting in traffic somewhere, you're riding on the bus, just chant Om Shatavana Bhavaya Namaha, Om Shatavana Bhavaya Namaha, Om Shatavaya, Om Shatavana Bhavaya Namaha, Om Shatavana Bhavaya Namaha. And if you guys are interested in getting a free downloadable audio of this Om Shatavana Bhavaya Namaha, contact me. You can contact me at, you know, through our psychiccut.net, website, and send me an email and I'll give you a link to a free downloadable audio where you actually have a guru master who is chanting this. And, you know, the reason why you would want to listen to it, not just to listen to the voice of the guru, but it's imbued with power, you know, spiritual power. So that's the mantra of the week. It's the good luck mantra. So good luck with everybody and chanting the mantra. And if you have any experiences with it, please, please let us know. Get on the show and call us. I mean, let us know. And that's it.
Awesome.
All righty. So let's see. Oh, God. Yep. This, you know, different audio setup is a little bit more difficult because I usually have an inline mute button in my headset and now I don't, and I have to do it manually. And yeah, it takes me a second to get off mute, just so you know, Dr. Rose.
Wonderful.
So, all righty. So there's a few people called in that haven't raised their hand yet. So if you've dialed in and you want to be live on air, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. that's what actually puts you in the queue so we know to bring you live on air. And for those that are listening live and are on the fence, you want to call in now because we're going to start the phone calls and you want to get in early. Some people straggle in like they just show up. I don't know if you've noticed this, Dr. Rose, but people will show up like in the last 15 minutes of the show.
Right.
And jump in there and we'll suddenly have a long list of callers. So, you know, if you're listening now, get into the queue now so that a bunch of people don't just call in and get in there. And then when you call in, you're like caller number 20 and we don't get to you. Okay. So 714-816-4628. Let me give that number out one more time. 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad. Now, before we go to the calls, I wanted to mention that if we don't get to your call today, that we'll be doing calls tomorrow, too, and Sunday, and Monday, and next Friday. So tomorrow, it is the Tarot Today Show with my lovely co-host, Mary Brown. We'll be doing open lines. Our topic, though, is we're also talking about how to choose your first tarot deck because we get that a lot. People are like, okay, there are thousands and thousands of decks. You know, how do I pick my first tarot deck? And it's hilarious to me because when I first started studying tarot, I mean, there was like two or three decks you could pick from, you know, and now there's literally thousands on the market.
Right.
So we'll be talking all about that. And Mary Brown does a lot of reviews. She has a lot of decks. She's a deck collector, and she does a lot of reviews and everything. So she's got great suggestions as to different kinds of decks. And I'll be talking about a few of my favorites as well. So that's on Saturday. Then on Sunday, it's the Magic Universe with Sharon Rapsik. Her special guest is Maria G. Moss from the Angelic Realm Show, which is actually on hiatus right now. It's coming back later this year. And so Maria is going to be her special guest, and they're going to be talking about romance, angels, and love potions, Dr. Rose, just in time for Valentine's Day coming up. Rose? Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. I was on mute. And I'm sitting there talking.
Oh.
I'm like, hello?
What do you think of that? Romance, angels, and love potions coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then our next show, we're doing love mantras. It's all about love.
Yeah. Our next show is actually on Valentine's Day. I was just about to mention that. Before I get to that, though, real quickly, I don't want to skip over Monday. There's two shows back-to-back on Mondays. And so Monday, February 10th, it is Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs and Compassionate Light, Healing and Guidance with Catherine Hahn. Then we'll be back next Friday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. And we'll be doing love mantras. And taking your calls,
that's
of course.
Right.
All
Absolutely.
Show long. So that's what's coming up, and you can always find all the upcoming shows by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. Very simple there. Alrighty. So, Rose, who's been waiting the longest? You're going to bring on some callers here?
Yes, I am. So, let's see. We have a caller with the area code 203. Hello, caller 203. Give us your name and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Pat in Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. I remember you. How's it going?
Pretty good. I actually had a burst of anger today. I don't know where that came from. Really, really surprised me. I'm doing some detoxing. I'm maybe kind of hoping maybe that's it, which would be a good sign to get it up and out. But the detoxing is for my body, but I suppose emotions are connected. I don't know. But...
typically they are. When you do detoxing and stuff, yeah, you can have that kind of thing happen. Hopefully, you know, you're doing okay, or you're not doing too much damage out there.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that can happen.
Right. Well, I think my personal year is 5.
Hmm. That's awesome.
That,
5.
Oh, is it?
Sorry, there's.
Well, yeah, like I said, Rose, give me an extra second or two because it's a lot harder to come off mute with this setup than my normal setup.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't want to leave the mic open because then there's a lot of background noise. I like to put it on mute when I'm not talking. So 5 is a year of adventure and change, so you're not going to be bored.
Okay, that's good.
Yep. Yeah.
Years ago, when I was into tarot, someone told me 5 was struggle. So I've always gone, uh-oh, when a 5 comes up. But that's better news.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the cards, it's true. You know, a lot of the cards, if you look at the deck and you look at all the cards that have the number 5 on it, or the number that, or a number that reduces to 5, like card 14, 1 + 4 = 5. That's a 5 card. I'm trying to think of all the different 5 cards, and then there's the 5s in the minor arcana, which are the ones that are what most people are talking about when they're talking about, you know, the scary 5 cards. That's the ones you're talking about. And yeah, nobody likes the 5 cards to come up because, you know, they can be a little bit, you know, scary and intimidating, but there's always both sides to the coin. So, you know, there is the positive side of change and adventure and high energy. That's another thing about the 5. I'm getting a lot of background noise. Is that coming from you, Dr. Rose? Whose line is that?
Rose? It could be me. I don't know.
I don't know. You might want to try putting Pat on hold for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Again, I have myself on mute. So, yes, I just put her on hold for the moment, and then we'll bring her back once.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that, but there's, like, way too much background noise. You guys listening in the audience might not be hearing this, but in our headsets, it's like, oh, my God, what is that loud noise? Oh, wow. Oh, okay, let me try to do that again. So she was talking about the 5 cards in tarot, and yeah, you know, they can be taken negative, but there's no such thing as a negative or a bad only card in tarot. All the cards are a spectrum of meaning, and it's the same thing with the numerology. It's a spectrum of potential meaning with take the 5 energy. It's creativity. It's adventure and change. And the big thing is high energy. There's a lot of energy. You can get a lot done in a 5 year. But there's the other side of the coin. It can devolve into chaos. It's often called the chaos number in numerology, number 5 as well. So.
Uh-huh.
Remember we started this whole conversation, Dr. Rose, with talking about how most people don't know their personal years, right?
Right.
Yeah. So this is a perfect example of why you want to know what personal year you're in, where you are in the 9-year cycle, okay? Because forewarned is forearmed, right? So knowing that you're in a 5 year, which has that high energy, it's a year of adventure and change. Now, remember, change could be positive change. It could be negative change. And it's also potentially the chaos year. There's the potentiality for chaos. Two things. One, we're in the beginning of the year. You set the intention, I'm going to take advantage of the high energy of 5. I'm going to be adventurous. I'm going to do positive change. So you're setting the intention so that you don't slip into the negative aspects of the 5 energy. But also, you remind yourself as you go through the year
because there's going to be ups and downs, right, Rose? So you remind yourself everything, you know, when you're at the top of the crest, it's got to come down. When you're at the bottom of the crest, it's got to go back bottom, you know, it's in the trough there, it's got to go back up to the crest. You know, so it's the lesson of the one of the lessons of the Wheel of Fortune card, that the wheel keeps turning, okay? And so you want to, you know, ride the ups and downs in a 5 year. And because of the chaotic potential, negative change potential, you know, things like that, you know, this is not a year to make big decisions, to sign contracts, to start businesses or, you know, anything big. You don't get married in a 5 year. You don't hopefully have children in a 5 year. You know, not that it's the end of the world, you know, but the big things that you have control over, wait till next year. It's only 12 months away, and now it's actually only 11 months away. Wait till you get back into the 6 year. Six is the number of harmony and balance. It's a return to harmony and balance after the chaos of five. So this year, instead, you just enjoy yourself. You plan out trips for the year, and you go to local parks and museums or long distance destinations. You know, like I said, you ride the highs and the lows. You read good books. You go to the movies. You know, you go to amusement parks. Ride the roller coasters, literally, of the ups and downs. Right? You know, and. But take advantage of the high energy. You can get a lot accomplished. You can plan a lot. A lot of ideas, Dr. Rose, great ideas come in a 5 year, and then they pay off in the 6 year. You execute them, and they pay off in the 6 year. Does that make sense to you?
Mm. Yeah, it does. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So who was our caller again? Was it Pat? You want to bring her back on?
Yeah, let me bring her back on. There she is. Okay.
Yeah.
Oops, so,
and there could be a lot of surprises. That's another nice thing about 5 years is, you know, there's going to be surprises. You know, you're not going to be bored in a 5 year. A lot of unexpected stuff. So there you go, Pat.
Okay. Well, I'd like to ask you about my attitude as well. But that's great advice. I plan on meeting my life partner this year, but I'll wait till next year.
All right.
To get married. No, but I like what you're saying. That's helpful. I also figured out in listening that I'm a one.
You're breaking up a little bit. What are you saying there, Pat? I'm losing you. I'm losing you. What? Can you repeat what you just said? You said in calculating that, you also figured out what?
It is the same.
I think we're losing her.
Dr.
Pat, can you say that again?
Yeah,
one more time.
I'm a one in my life number and my attitude number.
Okay. So that means obviously you're really strong with that one energy. One is self. It's independence, and you know, typically people that are self-motivated, hard workers, strong desire to be number one, they can be critical of themselves, and as a result, they can be critical of other people. When a one life path wins a personal victory, their face just like radiates with pure joy. Multitasking tends to be something they're very good at. Ones often like to be on stage. They like to be in charge. The ones won't tolerate laziness from people that they spend time with.
What was that last one? I'm sorry.
Okay, so the ones will not tolerate laziness from the people they spend time with.
Okay.
So basically what they do is they project onto other people a lot of what how they feel themselves and what they expect from themselves, but then they project it on other people, you know, which you kind of got to watch out for, because, you know, it's a double-edged sword. It's great to expect high things from people, but then at the same time, you know, they're not you. You know, they might not be a one like that, and that might not be their purpose in life, you know. So not everybody has to have a one attitude. And, it, you know, the attitude part of it is, you know, people with a one attitude, you know, they don't like to ask for help, and that gets them into trouble sometimes. They're completely self-motivated, all right? And they usually have issues with self-esteem, okay? They just don't think they're good enough a lot of the times, or quite the opposite. You know, they have too high of a belief about themselves, you know, like certain politicians that I could name, but I won't. And that's why they need praise. That's why they need praise from other people. And here's something about the one attitude. If you believe in them, there's nothing that they can't achieve. But if you don't believe in them, they rebel.
Huh.
Yeah. So there's a little bit about the attitude one and the life path one.
That's
but
helpful.
Unfortunately, we are way over. We're way out of time here.
Yeah,
so we got to get to the next call, yeah. Pat. But
thank you so
if
much.
If you have any questions on that, or, you know, any other questions, you know, call us next Friday. We'd love to chat with you again. And remember, folks, in between shows, you can always book a reading with me. You can always order a numerology report. And by the way, when you book a reading with me, you get a numerology report anyway. So you can buy them separately, but they're included free when you do an actual reading with me as well. You go over to my page, thetarotguild.com/Dax, and book a session with me. So who else is hanging out waiting in the wings there, Dr. Rose?
Okay, we have someone who is calling in from area code 765. Hi, 765. Give us your name and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi there. My name is Margie, and I'm calling from Indiana.
Hey, Margie. How you doing?
Good. Good. Today's a good day.
That's good. That's very good. Sometimes you got to be thankful just for the day, right?
Yes.
I don't know about tomorrow, but today is a good day.
Exactly.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I figured from listening to you, and I have a question. My purse, my life number, I think that's what it is 3, and I'm actually on a 3 personal year. So what does that, is that anything like working together, or is it... Does it make any difference?
Oh, yeah. And actually, that's a really good question. I'm glad you asked that, because that's going to help everybody else that's out there listening. There's a lot to this. So to try to remember to give all the nuances, it's really hard. That's why I'm glad for questions like this. Yeah, because you are looking for things like this. When you're taking a look at, okay, what's my personal year number for 2020, you're also then looking for things in your 9-number chart, like does the personal year or the world year for that number, do either one of those numbers match up with any of the really significant numbers in my chart, such as the life path number, the attitude number, the destiny number, which comes from the name, those other two comes from the birth date. And you're also looking sometimes for, okay, let's see, is the personal year number at odds with my life path number? Are they two numbers that are not compatible? Because that's going to give you clues about how things can go downhill, how things can go south this year. And so you're on guard against that happening, and you set the intention in the beginning of the year that that's not going to happen. And instead, you know, if your tendency is the opposite of whatever, you know, your life path is the opposite of whatever the number is for your personal year. You want to get in alignment with the personal year. That's what you can't shoehorn the world year number or your personal year into the other numbers. You do it the other way around. You if you have a high adventurous energy, like a life path 5, and that's not compatible with a 6, because a 6 is harmony, home body, the opposite of the 5 energy, which is adventurous, get out there, do things, you know. So if you're a life path 5 and you find yourself in a personal year of 6, so now you've got to look at ways to suspend your tendencies with that 5 life path energy and accept and go with the flow of that natural harmony, balance, home energy of that 6 this year. Get in alignment with it so that you can enjoy the fruits of that until the next year, and then you go into the next energy. So when you're a life path 3 and you're all about creativity and communication, and you're in a personal year of 3, which is you should be working on creativity and communication, you know, it's a perfect alignment. Now your life path's in alignment with your personal year. Basically, the way to look at it is, When those are the same numbers, your life path, sometimes your destiny, your attitude, but especially your life path number. Your life path number is your entire birth date with the year you were born, the month and the day. Add all those numbers across, and you'll probably get a two-digit number. Add those numbers together and keep adding two-digit numbers together to get down to a single digit. That's your life path number. Like me, I'm a 6.
Yeah, I'm a 3.
So when your life path number is the same number as your personal year number, that's your year, lady. This is the year. Yep. You know, things can happen for you. Now, it won't automatically happen, though. That's, again, going back to the premise from the very beginning of the show, right, Dr. Rose? You know, that there's value in knowing this stuff, you know, being aware of this. Okay. So not only can you look out for the negative potential things, like our last caller, Pat, is in a personal year of 5. You got to be careful of that slippery slope, slipping into the chaos. The opposite is true as well. You got to know when you're in alignment, when things can be really good. This year could be really good for you, and you go for it. You know, you set the intention in the beginning of the year. So this is a time to create and communicate. It's a great time. You know, any form of communication, that could be being on a microphone like we're doing right now, being on radio, doing podcasting. It could be teaching. It could be singing. It could be performing. It could be writing a book. It could be writing anything where you're communicating anything from your mind to another person is communication, you know. And especially when you add in the element of creativity. So writing is very creative and communication, you see. So this is a great year. When people find themselves in a personal year of 3, that's the year you're supposed to write. That's the year you're supposed to write that book that you've always wanted to write, or some other creative project that you've always dreamt about doing. This is the year to do the creative project. And how you communicate is front and center, you know, and you could be doing it great, or you could be not communicating very well, and you got to figure out where you are. And if you're not communicating well, you got to, okay, how can I communicate better? Do I need to take a class in neurolinguistics and learn NLP, or, you know, what do I need to do this year to, you know, build up the communication and everything? Now, there's, as we've been saying throughout the show here, there's always the flip side to all these things. So on the flip side, people in a personal year of 3 could be overly dramatic, gossipy, okay? And there's also a tendency that we've noticed that
helping people. You help people at your own peril in a 3 year, and we're not really sure why that is. To be honest with you, it's just something numerologists have noticed. This is not the year to be doing that. This is the year to be working on yourself, getting the creativity and the communication out there. So in a 3 year, it's about bringing joy to all that you do, and also keeping a sense of humor this year, because threes are the natural jokers, like when you're a three life path or a three attitude. A lot of comedians are threes. They either have a three life path or a three attitude. So this is a year to definitely keep your sense of humor.
Okay. Okay.
Awesome.
Huh.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well,
that
thank you so much
question.
For – Yeah.
Do you have any
question.
Questions about that or anything else, Margie?
Well, I would, but I don't know if it would. See, my daughter's a life path five, and her husband is a life path six.
Uh-huh.
I said my daughter is a life path six or five.
No, I was agreeing with you. I was going, okay, uh-huh. I get it. Five, six, yeah. What about that?
Is that... could there be problems?
Well, like I said, all right, your life path number is akin to your sun sign. It's important,
yeah.
But you got to remember, all Geminis don't act the same, do they?
No.
And the reason for that is that there are all these other things going on in the natal chart. Now, I'm not an astrologer, so I'm not going to talk about that. But as a numerologist, there is a chart. Just like there's the natal chart, there is a chart based on your birth name and your birth year. There's nine numbers. And the personal year number and the life path number, you know, those are just two numbers out of nine numbers. So.
Okay.
It's a good hint in the beginning, but you need to really look at the full chart to be absolutely sure. Here, let me look at this for just a second here. Okay, that's not what I'm wanting to look at. I just want to take a look at a couple of factors here. Basically, you've got natural match numbers, compatible numbers, challenge numbers, and neutral numbers. Very few things are neutral. One in eight is neutral. But there are certain numbers that are natural matches. Basically, the nine numbers can be broken down into three subgroups, the mind numbers, 159, the creativity and communication numbers, 3, 6, and 9, which you're in. And I'm in as well because you're a 3, I'm a 6, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the 248. The 248s are the business numbers. They're business-minded people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at the 5 energy, which is a cerebral number, all right? And then we look at – okay, so that's your daughter, right? And then is it her boyfriend or her – or your son-in-law or what's going on with that again?
Son-in-law. My son-in-law, he's a 6.
Okay, so he's a 6. So he's one of those creativity and communication numbers like us. Like I would get along with him really, really well instantly. It'd be like we're brothers because he's a 6 and I'm a 6, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the 5 number is a 6 number – 3, 6, and 9, any of those numbers are more feeling numbers, whereas 1, 5s, and 7s are more thinking. Can you see where there'd be a problem there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, and then there's other factors. Like, for instance, remember we were just I was just talking about how Pat is in a world year, a personal year of 5, which is high energy, creativity. I'm confusing things here. High energy, adventure, I'm trying to remember what else. But also on the negative side, potential chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So somebody with a life path number of 5 is an adventurer with high energy. They want to get out and do things. They want to go, okay, we're going to Greece next week. You know, I'm just right now, I'm just deciding we're going to Greece. Okay, the sixth person is the hearth and home guy. The sixth person is, I like to stay at home. I like to make my home really fantastic and fancy and nice and wonderful to be in, or my man cave or whatever. You know, they're completely different energies. Completely different energies. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
What you need to do is you need to look at the whole chart, though, because there might be other places where they have compatibility numbers, and that's where the attraction's coming from, you see. And then they just have to figure out how to work through the numbers they're not compatible with. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you throw out the baby with the bathwater. Like now when people first meet, you know, I tell them, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I just met this guy. He's a 6. And I'd be like, okay, Jane, well, you know, you're a 5. So remember, you're going to have this dynamic. There's going to be issues with this, you know. And I'm not telling them, don't try dating the person. I'm trying to, it's like, try to get more information so I can get their whole chart, so I can find out if there's stuff you're compatible with. What you do is you focus on the compatible stuff, and you work through
the other stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, another thing that would be wonky is a 5 and a 7, which this is really weird because 5 and 7 is a natural match. And so under most circumstances, everything's going to be great, except for one thing. Sevens like a lot of alone time because they're trying to figure out how the universe works. They need the answers to all the questions. They're the natural detective, whereas the 5 wants to get out there and party and have a good time and ride the roller coasters and travel the world. And, you know, so there's a little bit, even though they're in the same number group, and they should be perfectly natural matches, there could be issues because of that. See, you have to look at everything. And then you have to look at what's their destiny number, what's their personality number, what's their soul urge number, what's their intensity number. You got to look at every – and then there's the other factor, like, okay, well, we're talking about personal year numbers today. What personal year – is she it? Where is she in her 9-year cycle, and where is he in his 9-year cycle? Because that affects everything too.
See, he's in a 1, and she's in a 7.
Yeah. So ones are beginnings, and you notice how 7 is farther along in the 9 numbers. You know, this 7 is the year of exploration, and then you're going to get into abundance 8-year, and then 9, the cycle ends. It's when you let go, you get rid of things that aren't serving you, you get ready for the next cycle, and then the next year is a 1, you start brand new. Whereas the person with the 1 year is just beginning the cycle. It's all about new things, you know, and sometimes focus on self. And that's how that works.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. That kind of answers. Kind of give me information.
Awesome.
You know, of what I'm seeing and stuff. So, okay. All righty.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well,
have a great day.
Thanks for the
call. Bye.
Thank you so much, Marjorie from Indiana. That was wonderful. Very informative. Yeah.
And I think, and what I love about her questions is that, and Pat too, is, you know, everything's going to inform everybody else out there listening. They're going to be able to figure out how this works. And then, of course, what I do when people order numerology charts, you can order a chart for yourself and then say a chart for your children, or a chart you know, for a child, or a chart for your spouse, or In Marjorie's case, you could get a chart for her daughter and a chart for her son-in-law. And when people get two charts like that, I do a numerology compatibility analysis of all 9 numbers in both charts, 18 numbers.
Uh-huh.
And I look at the whole thing and all the dynamic, you know. So that's something else that can be done is what's called a compatibility analysis.
And I do that free when people order two charts. And you can order them from through my page, you know, thetarotguild.com/DAX. There's a link there. You can go and just order the reports. And I do them by hand. And it takes me a few hours. And I send it via email. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
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 So here we are. I guess we're at the end of the show. It was a lot of fun, though.
Yes, it certainly was. And thank you to our callers, Pat and Margie, for calling in and talking about their personal year numbers and other families and things of that nature. That's very exciting. Yeah.
Absolutely. And because it's the beginning of the year, I do this every year. I actually like to talk about the upcoming world year number and personal year number, like in November, December. I start doing that on one or two shows, Rose. And then in January, in either January or early February, like we're doing now, I like to repeat that, you know, because I want everybody to know what personal year they're in, what the world year is, and how that affects you. And and because we're still early on here, you know, we're going to go on to other topics. We're coming up on, you know, Valentine's Day next week. We're going to be talking about the love mantras. But anytime in the next few weeks, if you want to call in, if you want to get your personal year number, if you want me to talk about what that means, feel free to call in and ask about that on a Friday show or on a Saturday show. I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep. So there you go. We'll be back next week with our Valentine's show. I love that it falls right on the 14th next week. And tomorrow we're talking about how to choose your first tarot deck, me and Mary. And plus we'll have open lines and be taking your phone calls tomorrow as well. Well,
yeah,
thanks,
that
Rose.
Sounds fabulous. Yeah, thank you.
Another great
show. I look forward to seeing everybody on Valentine's Day on a Friday. You know that Friday is always a love day. So,
I can't wait. I can't. Friday's perfect. Yeah, because it just leads into the, you know, people go out Friday and Saturday. It's the weekend. You know, it's a great time. You know, instead of having the 14th on, like, I don't know, Tuesday. I love when it's on Friday, Saturday. On the weekend. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So we'll see you all next week. And bye, Rose. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.